I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Fear grows in Lebanon as divides get deeper. A tit-for-tat conflict between Sunni and Shiite Muslims has most people on edge. It's making things even harder for the kids Lebanon calls illegitimate. Matt Parker of Kids Alive International.
It makes it very, very difficult for these children and for their families. You know, the future is very bleak.
Kids Alive is stepping in with practical help and an important message.
One of our goals really is to show these kids that they are valued and that they are loved by us and by God.
Can you help? Get connected at our website. Meanwhile, it's an age-old question. What's in a name? For the AFIO Project, it's everything. Mark and Stacy Lucky are missionaries with Every Child Ministries in Uganda. They chose the name because it means he cares in the local language. The gospel was incorporated into the school. Soon, a dilapidated shamble of buildings with just 55 students became a functioning school. The community took notice.
By the next term, the beginning of 2013, the school had grown to 220 children.
A little help goes a long way. You can pray, give, or go. We have links online. And something exciting is happening in Indonesia. Global Fingerprints has added four new projects there this year. What's Global Fingerprints? It's the child sponsorship ministry of Reach Global. They partner with national churches to meet the physical, spiritual, and emotional needs of at-risk kids. It's the right time, the right place, and the gospel making a huge difference, is evidenced by their growth. $35 starts the ball rolling for change. Questions? Check out our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available the new Josh Wilson CD, Carry Me With Your Best Gift. As you support us, you're helping MNN remind Christians to wake up and share Christ. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get yours or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Gilbert.